This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's an episode of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After without a whole lot of drama? Stay tuned as we break down episode 3.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I like this opening now.
Me too. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe, getting me in the mood.
Yes.
This episode, though, what are your thoughts?
I mean, overall, I feel like it closed out a lot of the things. But there was, like you said, in your open, it was a whole lot of drama. And a lot of it was for no reason whatsoever.
I agree.
Unnecessary drama. And unnecessary drama from couples that I love.
Like, I agree.
I love some of these couples. I've loved them for a long time. And I don't know what went in their mind. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I completely agree. You took the words out of my mouth. Before we get started, I am your girl, Alex Bowers. And to the left of me...
Guys, Linda Antwi in the house. Hi.
Yeah, so I feel like we should go ahead and dive right in to, you know, the queen. I always start with her. Cole and Larissa. Well, I mean, Larissa and Cole. Let me change that out.
Whatever. Yes.
But it's trial time for Larissa. And I really, like, even though we kind of know through social media how things maybe go down a little bit, I had anxiety watching it. Like, I'm just like, I'm team Larissa all the time now for some reason. And I need to ask you, though, do you think Debbie is only for Larissa because she doesn't want Cole to leave? Because she kind of, like, hints that.
Well, she doesn't hint it. She says it. She
yeah.
says it and starts crying.
Yeah.
She's like, if... She gets deported because she really did want Larissa to get deported.
Right.
But if she gets deported, then because Colt loves her, Colt is going to go to Brazil. And she started crying, I don't want Colt to go to Brazil. So I'm going to support Larissa. I'm going to take her to court. And I'm going to support her. And hopefully she won't be deported because I don't want my son slash...
Something else. Yeah,
You already know. I think they have an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy. It really is.
But do you think she was being sincere towards the end?
No, I don't.
Not even when Larissa got off?
No.
It was all fake.
I think that she was happy that the drama of it was over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was genuinely happy for Larissa.
Yeah. I mean, something in me while watching the show kind of wants... I just kind of want them to be okay, just because, like, sometimes Larissa seems very sincere when she's talking to Debbie.
I think she was sincere when she thanked her for taking her to court and for supporting her and for being there, and that she will try to be less aggressive with her. I think she was sincere in saying that.
But the rest is just kind of like...
The rest is like them just tiptoeing around each other.
How did you... Like, what did you think about Colt's reaction? I feel like he wasn't happy enough when she called him and told him, hey, the case is dropped. I'm good to go for, like, another year if I stay clear of trouble, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know if that was because he was at work, but even when he came home with the flowers, he was so weird.
Yeah.
He was like, I got you flowers, and you know I love you, and I apologize. Like, what? Your wife didn't get deported, dude. You should be jumping for joy.
I agree. And then I thought it was really funny, like, Larissa checking out the lawyer at the end.
Yeah, Adam is handsome and smart.
I just love that. I don't know, because we kind of already, we've been known that it's dead, the relationship is.
Yeah.
So just even her, like, throwing that in there as, what, a married woman or whatever, it was just kind of like, okay, girl. Like, I wasn't even mad at it. Usually I'm like, you're still married. But, like, for her, I'm just kind of like, you know what? He put you in this predicament. Do your thing, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I think that for them, it's interesting to see them interact. I'll say that. Like, even when he brought the flowers to her and they're in the kitchen, she goes to hug him and then kiss him on the cheek. I was like, where's the passion? Where's the, you both say you love each other, but like, I'm not seeing it. But we also didn't know about all the behind the scenes stuff, like how she was in jail 2 days before she got married. So who knows what happened?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When they filmed this part and where they were in the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree. If there's one couple, let's move on. If there's one couple or one person that I feel like has been real with us from the very beginning, it's Nicole. Honestly, we all may... We're going to talk about Nicole and Azin, and I just feel like we all may have our, like... thoughts about her, like she just does the absolute most, and she's just, maybe some people will call her desperate, maybe, or maybe that's just me, I don't know, I'm just throw that in there, but she's one person who hasn't switched up on us from the very beginning, and I had to throw it in there that, like, I appreciate that about Nicole. She gets on my last nerve, but she's real. We can't deny it. She is real. She sticks to what she believes in. And she's just, like, I don't know. She's really determined. And I just love that about her, if there's nothing else.
And she needs to use that determination and, like her mom said, get her kid in school and get a proper job. Mm-hmm. Use all those skills that you have to try to work out this relationship with Azan for yourself and for your family. Because what I will say about Nicole, yes, she's absolutely consistent. Yes, she is like a bulldog and she goes for what she wants and she doesn't care what anyone else says. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's a really good mom. This episode made me feel like, you know what? You're a really great mom to May. No matter all your crazy boy thoughts and making May call him daddy. That's my only issue with you. Besides that, she's a great mom. And I just wish she would use that energy towards herself. And when she said it's important to Azan for her to get healthy and lose weight, I was like, it should be important to you, Nicole. Mm-hmm. You should want to be healthy and you should want to do it for yourself, not because your man wants you to lose weight, because he's wanted you to lose weight since season one.
Yep, from the very beginning. That's crazy. I thought it was actually really funny when she said that May wished he was there. And I'm just like, stop putting words in this little girl's mouth. I mean, if it's not daddy, it's she loves you. Or, you know, just like she's not thinking about him. She was having fun with her grandparents and whoever else was at the party. Maybe even you, girl. But she's not thinking about this man that she has not seen in who knows how long. And it just really bothers me how she puts words in May's mouth. I don't know. It's just like, that's not her daddy.
And why didn't he call on May's birthday? Why is she saying, oh, it was May's birthday and we celebrated. Oh, say happy birthday to May. Wait, daddy, you didn't call your daughter? Shame right. on you.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, well, I hope she enjoyed. What?
Yeah. It's-
if you guys are as close as you say, and if you are willing to pick up and move to another country because he couldn't get into the last one, then he should know everyone's birthday. He should know your great-grandma's birthday before you go through all of this stuff. Like, everyone at the birthday party, he should know all of their birthdays. And, you know, I don't know.
I'll say this. I thought they had called off the wedding once. I forgot that it was twice that mm-hmm. they called off this wedding twice. He's been rejected to two countries. And I just think that there's something going on. And he doesn't want to meet her dad.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need, like, to get, like, an FBI agent to find out what the real deal is. Because something is not right about him.
Yeah. And I understand, like, the U.S. and, like, what all they have to go through, whatever. But, like, why else? Like, why couldn't he go anywhere else?
Yeah, he can't go anywhere else. Unless he lied about it and kept the money, which I'm completely still convinced about.
I need the tea.
Yeah. There's something going on. I think he's milking her for money.
Oh, for sure. And I feel like the dad kind of believes that now anyway.
Yeah, and that's why he wants to meet him man to man.
Yeah. But, like, just saying, like, oh, I don't know. Like, I really don't want to, but I guess I have to. It's just, I don't know. It's just going to be interesting. If it actually plays out during the season. Because you know how that goes. They plan the entire season, waste their time, and nothing actually happens. He's a ghost, okay?
I told you, their relationship's going to be via phone, FaceTime, the whole season. Yep.
Goodness. Speaking of daddies, though, since we were just on her daddy, let's go ahead and get into Elizabeth's daddy, who's taking care of everything, and she is way too grown for this, let me just say. There's no reason you should know about rent and, you know, paying it or whatever. But I just want to add, like, every couple on here is just like, it's just mainly family drama, maybe just even this episode, but it's mostly like, instead of them figuring out what's going on with them, it's family. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but anyway, the rent thing really bothered me.
I mean is that where we're gonna start? So
we're
okay.
gonna start with rent.
Okay, so you're living rent free in a house that your dad provided for you, then you have the audacity to come home, and we'll talk about what her and her dad talked about, but to come home to your husband, and the husband's like, oh, that's BS, he freaks out, we're moving out, la la la, I'm going to get a job trucking, woo woo. And your first thing is, you're going to have an attitude about, like, you can't imagine paying rent. You're in your 30s. What?
I was livid watching
you
this.
You can't imagine paying rent? Okay.
Like, I wonder if she pays anything.
No, of
like,
course she
anything
doesn't.
At all. Okay, maybe it's your dad's place, but, like, do you pick up any bills?
What bills? With what money?
And then when he said, like, can you just spend $150 on a lawnmower? And she was just like, no, if it means that I'm not getting groceries, I'm just like, this is just too much. For you to have a whole child on the way.
Yeah.
So that's three people your dad is going to have to take care of.
So I agree with the dad when the dad said he was upset. And I didn't like the attitude she had, but she had an attitude because she was feeling defensive mm-hmm. because what he was saying was true.
Yeah.
So he's saying, you have a job, but you work for my company. So I'm basically double paying you. I'm paying your bills and I'm paying you for your day to day, your time. But he has no job since he's come here. Mm-hmm. And so Chuck is supporting both of them. And now he just thinks it's irresponsible because there was no plan. You get pregnant, and I'm now going to have to support you and your husband and your baby. It's irresponsible. And for you to have an attitude instead of gratitude mm-hmm. is not okay with me. And he said, as a dad, I just want to see a little bit of gratitude. And I want you guys to take care of my place. That's it. Do something. If you're not working, the two of you aren't working, why can't you cut the grass?
Right.
Uphold the house that you're living in for free. I'll move into the house for free if I could have free rent.
Yeah.
And then you guys have two dogs. Like, your priorities are just way, way screwed all the way over, as far as I'm concerned.
They are. And one thing I do want to speak about a little bit is just, like, how she's been from the second we've met her on the show. It's always, she brings the drama. So the way she, you know, she had the conversation with her dad, but the way she worded it to Andre, and then she gets mad that he's upset, but you worded it all crazy. Something, okay, when you have certain conversations with your parents, you don't just run, or your family, you don't just run to your husband or your wife and tell them everything, like, no sugarcoating it. You have to sugarcoat something. That there's no tension. You know what I mean? So now Andre is just heated. I'm moving out. And like you said, I'm about to go and do trucking, blah, blah. You didn't even have to tell him all that. All you have to do was say, hey, I talked to my dad, and we kind of have to get things rolling. We do have a child on the way. Maybe if you didn't completely understand, by the time you rode home, you should have known exactly what your dad was talking about. And I just feel like she sets the drama up 100%. This drama that she sets up, Chantel and Pedro probably would avoid if they could.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, but I have a bad feeling. I think he might be a scrub. I think he might just be a scrub. Like, says he wants to be the man of the household, but doesn't want to do anything. Because he talked about how, so he's been here for a while, 6 to 8 months. He couldn't work because of the green card, right?
Right.
But he said that his money lasted for 3 months. And we already know that he's been in the U.S. for, like, almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
See, what are you doing in the meantime? You've had your green card. Mm-hmm. Let's say, so for the first 3 months, you could pay stuff because you had money. 6 to 8 months, you couldn't work because you didn't have your green card. So what have you been doing for the last, you know, year and 4 months? Mm-hmm. No, for real. Why are you not working?
Yeah.
And you're taking this trucking thing, and guys, if you saw the preview, you know why I'm starting to have doubts. Like, he might just be a scrub.
So who would you compare him to? Which other scrub would you compare him
to? That doesn't want to work? Mm-hmm. Well,
wait, I kind of have a feeling. I know what you're
going to say. Because I love this couple now, but David back in the day. Listen, he had a benefactor and he was benefiting. Yes. And this is not far from that.
I agree. Goodness. I love David, though.
I love David. I do love them. But way back in the day when we all started, you knew who the hell you were, David.
Right.
You knew how you were. I'm not saying like you're like that right now, but.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
You were.
Goodness, we had our times, you know, with David. That's really funny. Chantel and Pedro. Now, the whole time is just about him going to the DR. When they met up with their friends, what really got me, the two things, was that he wants to be in the DR for a month and a half. A month and a half away from your wife is just insane. Unless you're getting paid big bucks. I mean, millions going in your bank account. And you know what I mean? Or like you're in the army or something. There has to be a reason, not just because you want to go on vacation to stay with your mom and your sister that are only going to talk mess about me. That's not okay. That really upset me. And then when he said he just needs time to F off, I was livid. I'm like, he has to go. At this point, he's literally telling you what he's about to do. And it's just like, what more do you have to say? Because I don't think there was an issue with like, you know what I mean? Usually the friend tried to use that as an excuse once at the table. And I feel like it's gotten to a point where you know where his mind is at and you're just trying to like, oh, but no. He means what he's saying and he knows what he's talking about.
I agree with you. I think it could only be one of three things. So I'm really trying to figure out what's going on with these two. So one, either they're building up their drama more and more because they have the spinoff coming up. Mm-hmm. And so they have to build up the tension between this relationship. Or Pedro just doesn't like his wife anymore. And the original reason where he came over for the 2 years, got his conditional green card, now can get a 10-year green card and bounce and not have to have anything to do with her, even if he gets divorced. That could be it. Or three, he doesn't feel supported by his wife because his wife always takes the side of her family. And even, like you said, when they went out with the friends, what did she do? She threw him under the bus and blamed him for the fight. When a fight is not only one-sided, a fight is a fight, and everyone was involved. And let's talk about, you know, what your family did and what they said. And even at Thanksgiving when they had the taser and they were waiting for him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it takes two to tango. So I think it could be one of those three things. I just don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
But he, in this episode, I don't know for you, but for me, he seemed like he's starting to resent his wife a lot.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, as far as their families, do you think there's a chance that they'll make up on this show? Or you think it'll wait until their spinoff for them to make up? Or is there no chance at all?
Oh, yeah. The drama's coming on the spinoff.
On the spinoff.
Yeah. The family, Chantel, yeah.
Goodness.
So I think that, you know, we're going to see them try to work through it, but it's going to be a lot of fighting this mm-hmm. season. For the two of them.
I mean, I'm here for the drama because most of these other couples, it's the same old drama. Theirs is too, but like anytime the families are involved, like, and they like meet up or one family member sees the other or whatever, I live. I am like hashtag 90 Day Fiance on everything.
What did you think about him calling his sister kind of in secret behind Chantel's back?
I was really annoyed, honestly, and she didn't have anything to say but the usual, and you're not bringing her? Okay, we'll go to La Playa and we'll, you know what I mean?
We'll like, go to the beach and all this stuff. And then when he said, oh, she's going to try to convince me to stay in the DR and to leave Chantel.
Yeah.
I was like, your family's not helping the situation either.
Right.
So when Chantel says your family puts things in your head.
They do. And when he said, is there anything y'all need me to bring y'all? I'm just like, this is just too much. This is exactly what Chantel is talking about. They're needy. You have a family now. You can't be just going and buying things when we need this money and expecting me to be okay with it. So I completely understand where she's going. Which, maybe she does take up with her family too much, but they both do.
Yeah.
You know?
They're spending so much time defending their families and taking sides that they don't realize that it's dividing their relationship between the two of them.
Yeah.
And they're both being very stubborn about it, and it's unfortunate. I do wonder why Pedro didn't take any of Danny's advice. Like, that's your friend.
Right.
You know, they have three kids now. They have a house. He stopped sending money back. But your first thing is you're going to be like, hey, what does mommy need? What does grandma need? What do you need? You know? And the sister's like, I'll send the list.
Yeah. I'll ask and I'll let you know. You know what that means.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it yet. You just asked me like too quick.
Right,
so
right.
Let me
put my list together. I'll get back to you.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. That's so annoying. I would be so heated. Even I know she's probably watching this and it's happened so long ago, maybe like a few months ago or whatever, but I'd be 38 hot again. Like, are you kidding me? You're asking them what they need?
Yeah. And then, you know, one other thing I wanted to say was he really translated and misunderstood his wife when he told his sister that Chantel doesn't want to have his babies. Because that is not what she said. So if he interpreted it like that, and then he goes to flip it and say, oh, you're flipping what you said? You can't take... No, you should think about what she actually said. Mm-hmm. She said, I cannot believe we don't have a kid right now.
Yeah.
I thought we would be further along 2.5 years later. And I can't imagine having one now for where we are in a relationship.
Right.
That's what she said.
And sometimes I don't want to even allow, like, the language barrier to be an excuse anymore. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like he can clearly understand what she means.
Oh,
it's just like he just tries to play
the
game. I don't know. But it's just a lot of drama. But speaking of drama, we have...
Guys, before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We could not do it without you. But in order for us to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, we need your help. We need you to like, subscribe, thumbs up, wherever you watch us, wherever you listen to us. Just go ahead and give us a great rating so that it is out there and that people can spread the word and know about it. So definitely make sure wherever you're watching us that you give us a good rating. We love comments. We comment all the time. And I want to shout out our live chat. Once upon a time, 518, Alex, thank you so much for being on our live chat. We love hearing from you guys. And we love hearing from you guys in the comments on YouTube. So continue to do that. And so thank you so much for supporting us for doing what we love and making us the ESPN of TV Talk, guys.
And I still think we have the best fans. I really
do. Oh, the 90 Day fans are no joke.
It's so good.
I love it.
And, oh, yeah, yeah, we have our Instagram, too, 90 Day Fiancé now.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Stacey's in charge of it. So, if you guys, we have a lot of tea on there, too.
If you can't get enough of us here, definitely make sure you follow us there.
Definitely. Now, it's time for Ashley and Jay. She meets up with a guy. I kind of felt like I was in high school all over again, just with the, I want to make you jealous. I'm talking to my ex type thing. I feel like she's one of those people that, like, has to get revenge, but she didn't. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't really know how to feel about this whole situation. I was Team Ashley regardless because Jay has pissed me off time and time again. So I'm just like, you go, girl. But just the way she went about it kind of made me feel like we're in high school again. Like, I just really want to make you jealous. So let me talk to my ex really quick. And yeah, I went out with him. Like, she was ready for him to ask where she's been. I don't know. That's the kind of vibe I get. But I wanted him to be jealous. Like, I really wanted him to be jealous. But I just felt like she could have gone a different way about it. Like, maybe just don't tell him who you met with. And have him wondering, like, who, like, why weren't you answering my text? Where were you? But when she kind of gave in and was like, it was with my ex, it made it a little high school for me.
I see what you're saying.
Before then, I'm like, yep, she was out. She didn't answer your text messages. What? What are you going to do about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once it went too far, I'm like, don't stop giving up information.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I also think, too, that she felt, like she even said that her self-esteem was low. That's why she was getting the makeover. Mm-hmm. She probably wanted to go out with her ex because he knew her and she knew that he would make her feel better about herself. Mm-hmm. And I do think that her not answering Jay was a strategic and good move on her part. But I also think, too, that she's torn. Right? Like, so she wants to come home and not say anything and have him, like, wonder all that stuff. But on the flip side, you know, you married that guy. That is your husband still. Mm-hmm. And you're torn because you hate him, but you love him.
Yeah.
So then what do? You tell him because you communicate in relationships. And it is very high school. And it's his response was inappropriate as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Like, him going all the way off and saying that she cheated and all of this stuff and she went out on a date. I was just like, you know what? You have no...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Right.
At all. Which bothers me because, like, in a marriage, you don't want to be tit for tat.
Yeah.
But I kind of found myself in high school again and wanting to. Yeah. I'm like, maybe I'm not ready for marriage because me, I'm like, I wanted them to go tit for tat. Like, you know what I mean? I kind of, like, was, I felt good that she kind of, like, went out and, yeah, and I felt like he had no right to say anything right after all he's done, which is basically what she was saying, because I'm not out here, you know, messaging people and blah, blah, blah. So I felt that. I did. It's just, it was a little high school.
And then when he was telling her to shut up, and then she finally said shut up back to him, but, I just thought he had no respect for her in that moment. Mm-hmm. And it was awful. It was awful to watch that moment. Ugh. I just think he's...
Well, that gets
I'm Team
ready.
Ashley. I'm definitely not Team Jay.
Yeah.
And I think that all the things that he says, it sounds ridiculous, but it also ages him. And not in a way where you can't be 21 and mature, but, like, you're 21, you're immature, you don't know anything, and you don't own up to your own responsibilities.
Right.
You don't have a job, and 3 days, and I have to say it again one more time, because you were married for 3 days, and then you got caught on Tinder. And then, as we know, there's so much more to his cheating ways that it's like, you know what? You need to grow all the way up, because what you're doing here and how you're representing yourself is not okay. And to say that you're you're from Jamaica and that's how Jamaicans do it, you're giving all Jamaicans the wrong, a bad name. And it's not true. It's you. You suck. And you were a cheater. That's Preach. It.
Yeah. They're always trying to make excuses, cheaters.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful. But it's like really pathetic. And my mom says I use that word too much. But I mean, pathetic. All caps. It's just like, do better, Jay. Honestly.
Yeah, do all the way better. How about sit down in a corner for a minute?
He needs a little time out. I agree. Mm-hmm. Then we have Russ and Pal. Now, I find myself never being able to be mad at Pal. I'm sorry. But like, that's one person I just can't be mad at.
I know.
So even though she showed up late, I'm just kind of like, well, she didn't think that it was going to be like this. She thought that they were going to party all day. She's used to it. You know what I mean? I found myself making excuses for her the entire time. And she looked so cute. Let me just add that. But like, I really did, like, I couldn't be mad at her, even though it did seem like a really crazy because she was, what, 2 hours late? It was just kind of like, girl, getting your nails done. She wanted her nails to be cute. I felt it, but then I'm like, but at the same time, you have to think about it from the family's perspective as well, especially if you're trying to get back in their, you know, good graces. I just felt like,
Alex, this is Brianna in the booth, by the way. Just a question. Is it okay to be late when you're the person that is being celebrated, though?
No, it's not. There's no excuse. You're right.
Okay. Dang it. So I love Pau and I love Russ. I love them. I love this couple so very, very much. I love everything they stand for and how long they've been together. All of it. That being said, mm-hmm. Pau was in the wrong. Mm-hmm. She was in the wrong, and even though the relationship is already stressed and she knew that, she took time to go get her nails done. And here's what I have to say. Paul, you knew you're going to this baby shower. You traveled from Miami where you could have got your nails done beforehand. You didn't have to go the day of. But I get it. You were feeling nervous and uncomfortable, and it was bringing up a lot of bad memories. So I think subconsciously you didn't want to go, and therefore you went to get your nails done beforehand because you know that his family wasn't already accepting of you. Mm-hmm. And then now you're like an hour, you're 2 hours late. And think about it. Even if it was just your friend, your best friend, and she was sitting at the park waiting for you for an hour, 2 hours, she'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Okay, and then, so you and Bree changed my mind. I tried to look at it from both, but like it's just kind of foul now to think about it because she is being celebrated. Dang it, Pal.
Yeah, and it's very hard for me to say, but she was definitely in the wrong. And then what I love about her though is that so she comes home, she's upset because mm-hmm. the mom called her out about being late. Mm-hmm. Like, how? Why did everyone leave so quickly? Which I get is not like back home where everyone stays the whole day. Totally get it. But you were late and they had other places to go. Mm-hmm. But then you come home and you tell your husband that he has to talk to his family and let them know how they made her feel.
Yeah. And he kind of fell for it.
And he totally fell for it.
Yeah.
I love how he talks to her. Yeah. I love how, she's the boss.
Yeah. She definitely gets her way.
Yeah, she's the boss for
sure. It's cute, though. It's better than how some of these other relationships are going.
I love those, too.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah. Love. Hashtag love.
It's funny.
I just think that in this specific incident with the baby shower,
yeah,
she was in the wrong.
Yeah. It's like Pal can, like, pout and then, you know, get her way. Like,
yeah.
That.
She even had you, like, we're team right. Pal.
She played me.
Yeah.
You got me this time, okay?
Yep.
Now I feel like we should get into a little news and gossip.
Let's do it. AfterBuzz TV News. Guys, these folks right here. So I wanted to start off with Stephen and Olga. So last week we talked about how she was arriving in 10 days. Well, guess what? She is here in the U.S. And they posted the other day, see you tomorrow. And a beautiful picture of them together, her and the baby. And it says, Olga and Alex will be reunited with Steven in the U.S. tomorrow. So excited for them and wishing them safe travels. So are we. We're excited to see what happens with this couple. And welcome to the U.S., Olga.
Yay.
And then the next photo that I wanted to share with you guys, which I thought was so funny. So you know how all the couples are really on Cameo? Mm-hmm. So this lady posted in 90 Day Fiancé Savage Edition, oh my God, Savages, my fiancé booked a Cameo with David and Annie to congratulate us on our engagement and to wish me luck on my job interview next week. It's a huge deal for me. David legit said, don't be like Nicole, bring your resume. I died. These two bring me life. So true.
I love David.
So funny.
But it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black a little bit. If you think about the throwback David, just a little bit. Like throwback David, I wouldn't be okay with saying this.
True. Facts. We want to wish Zuelu very congratulations. Yes. Kennedy was born on May the 7th, 2019. Same day as the royal baby, by the way.
I mean, so many babies being born.
At 9/11, 8 pounds, 15 ounces, and 21 inches. So congratulations,
so
you
cute.
Two.
Yes.
So cute. I found this another one that I think that... Okay, this is... I'm wrong for doing this, but I'm going to do it anyways. So... this girl, Kelly Peters, on one of these Facebook groups, she's like, so I made this ... And it's a Netflix original documentary called The Marriage of Azan and Nicole, The Greatest Party That Never Happened.
It's so sad. Where do you find this? Oh, this is Facebook. I mean, okay, people are funny.
I think it's
hilarious. That's really great.
And you know what? Here's the crazy thing. I would watch that documentary.
I mean, me too.
For real, for real. And then next up we have Jonathan.
Do you think
it's a joke?
I mean, I'm calling him a joke.
Oh, you're calling him a joke.
I just think this is clownish behavior. It's just like, I want attention.
So the biggest news this week, guys, is that he has a new girlfriend. And in all the photos that he's posted, not only on his timeline, but all in his stories, he's hiding the girl's face. And there's one where he's like, oh, baby's home, or baby's on her way home. And you have the two of them in bed with like just their feet crossed. And with that photo, you see like she's kind of on him, but you don't see his face. So apparently he's moved on. Apparently there's a new woman. We don't know that much more about her, but apparently we're going to find out via social media. Guys, a super happy birthday to Paul. She's celebrated a birthday recently, and Russ posted this really gorgeous family photo of the four of them, dog included. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love this couple, and I think that this is a really cute picture.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
I didn't even notice the shoes.
And yes, they do.
That is so cute.
I think that's super cute, Brie. And then... Paul posted on Instagram and got reposted. Happy birthday. Hoping your day is filled with lots of love and celebrating little Axel is so cute. And I just think that this was a cute picture of mommy and baby on her birthday. And then, can I just tell you, a divorce does a woman good.
I promise you.
Larissa is all the way on fire. Not only does she have a new body, she's working out, she's got a new man. Mm-hmm. She also has new hair. So Larissa's new look with hottie extensions, looking really, really beautiful. And she actually is looking really, really beautiful.
I mean, when you cut off the dead weight, I promise you, it just changes your life. She's
She's glowing and living her best life. I am not mad at her. And that is my news and gossip.
Nice. Let's get into... We'll just go straight into it. Our special segment, What Do You Think? Now, my first question is, are Ashley and Jay soulmates?
No.
They may be going through things, but they're not soulmates.
No.
Okay, I agree.
No.
I'm going to say no.
What made you even think that for a minute?
I saw somebody in the comments say that they're really soulmates and they just need to get it together. So I'm just curious as to whether people actually believe that. I just feel like soulmate, you wouldn't have to question anything if it was actually your soulmate.
Okay, so here's the thing. I personally do not know. No, I don't think that they're soulmates. However, you know, the fan theory is that all of this is made up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that they are indeed still together. This is all just TV drama. And at the end of the day, they are soulmates.
Okay.
So you can go either way, but I'm going to say no, hell no.
No. Okay. I can agree. Question number two, would you ever allow your parents to take care of you, your man, and your baby if they volunteered?
If my parents volunteered?
If they volunteered to pay the rent, to make sure that you're good and your baby and all that.
No, here's why I'm saying no, because my man is not going to be a scrub where he can't take care of me and the family. If I, for God forbid, ever got in a situation where I needed my family's help, I know that they would come and help, but they're not supporting me for year and year and year and year and year while no one's working and babies are being popped out.
I'm going to say maybe because I just think it depends on the age. Some people have babies really young and maybe they need the help for a while their man's establishing himself.
That's
or whatever.
Different.
Is it?
It's different. Yeah.
So at this age, it's an absolute no. At this age, I would say absolute no. But like, I put maybe because I don't know what age. I found a loophole.
I think that you found a loophole.
Okay.
I specifically am talking about
this
age and this situation.
Okay, I'll say no.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no, because he seems like he just doesn't want to work.
He doesn't. I mean, a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
There's really no excuse.
What is the excuse?
And they haven't said anything about it.
And then you're going to say that you are not taking any more help, and meanwhile you're sitting on the couch for free?
Yeah. And he gets, like, you really have an attitude about cutting the grass.
Yeah, like,
but,
stop
you know,
it.
Whatever. And my last question, it's just a little funny question, and we don't even have to use our signs.
Oh, no signs.
It's Azin or Jay. Who would you keep? Who stays?
Oh my gosh.
And who goes?
Terrible, terrible, terrible. I'm going to have to go with Azin because I know that he would never come to America, so
you know, there's no problem.
Right,
oh, yeah, you don't.
Exactly.
Okay,
so I can FaceTime all day, every day, all day.
I was going to say Jay, just because, like, if you know, it's like the marriage is dead. At least you can get drunk and have fun. I don't
know. No, I can't deal with a cheater.
It's just too much.
I can't.
Yeah,
and a cheater that's not working, that's 21 and lies. No, thank you.
And then that's questioning you about why you're not answering
right.
your phone.
Stop
I get
it. The phone that you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Azin in Morocco all day, every day.
But, I mean, she's paying for money. There's no telling how much money she's giving him.
That's true, but I know it can't be all day, every day that she's supporting him because she barely is working herself with these temp jobs that she said she got.
Oh, yeah, she sure did say that. Goodness. So. I don't know. So we saw, you know, the preview. What do you think is going to happen next episode? Any predictions?
So, guys, like I said to you before, I think that Andre and Elizabeth are going to be in for a rude awakening, especially Elizabeth, finding out that after spending money, her daddy's money, on these trucking courses so that he could become a trucker, he no longer wants to be a trucker and he's that close.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign to me that this dude doesn't want to work, period.
Right.
He just doesn't want to work. I think that, unfortunately, I think there's going to be a little bit of a issue with Paula and Russ when they confront the family, and especially when she finds out about the job offer that he has in Oklahoma because he wants to be closer to his family, which I totally get because he's having a baby and, you know, wants the family to be there. I would totally want that too, but oof, that's going to be a whole lot of drama coming up for us. I don't think, and my last prediction here is, I don't think we're ever going to find out truly, truly, truly why Azin is constantly being denied and we're constantly having a FaceTime relationship.
Never?
No, not up anytime soon, I'll say that.
Okay.
But what I will say is I think that her friend, this upcoming episode, her friends are going to shine the light on Azin in a way that her family hasn't been able to. And I think that it's going to affect her.
You think it'll actually get through to her after all this time?
I didn't say get through to her.
But you think?
I think it's going to affect her. Like, it's the first little flicker of, okay.
Yeah.
I can't explain away and be defensive.
Okay. I have a quick little prediction. And it's just that Pedro's out of here. That's literally it. Like, I actually see Pedro leaving for the month and a half. Like, not just like a quick trip, like, oh, she's not coming with me and I'll go visit. We'll go to the beach, blah, blah, blah. But I real deal seeing him without her for a month and a half. But at the same time, I'm not sure because he is on the show. So what would they show? You know what I mean?
He's going to be gone and she's going to go and try to find him because he's gone too long. And the drama will continue with the family.
Chantel. I'm living for it, though.
That her family and his family. Because remember, they're setting us up. Because remember, even her mom said, you know, we have a passport. We can travel anywhere on this earth. So
she's so dramatic.
Goodness.
I mean, she's been like the whole time. We kind of have to accept her, kind of like we accept Nicole. She's just who she is.
It's you know that broken Spanish that she does. I know she's trying to be cool and make an effort, but she just sounds so condescending when she does that.
She kind of like tries to dumb herself down, like you know, almost like it's just so foul. Girl,
my baña and your baña.
Yeah, like, just like so. You're I mean, ridiculous. Do a little better. Like your Spanish, is
do a lot better.
She didn't even say a. She was like my baño, your.
Yeah, she didn't even say okay. Yeah, see, sad. Even worse.
Does the dad ever try?
No, he just laughs because he thinks it's funny. I know he's like getting such a hoot out of all of this because when she pulled out that taser, he's like, "What? No, Pedro." It's like you're
this
wrong
is all
for
just
that.
Too much. But you guys, make sure to stay tuned. We are here every Wednesday, same time. Make sure to like, subscribe, everything you need to do. We'll comment back to any comments you have. Let us know some of your predictions as well, and we'll see you here next week. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers.
Guys, Linda Antwi here. So happy to see you. Can't wait to see you next week. Follow me on social media. Hit me up with your news and gossip anywhere on social media at Linda Is So Girly.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.